Welcome to the Deep Dive. I am thrilled you're joining us today.
It's great to be here.
Especially if you're the kind of person who constantly chases that mental light bulb moment.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that sudden rush when a highly complex concept finally clicks into place and completely changes how you view the world.
Those are the best moments.
They really are. And we are unpacking some source material today that delivers exactly that kind of paradigm shift. We're diving into a space where the absolute cutting edge of computer science is colliding with the fundamental building blocks of life itself.
Right, the interception of artificial intelligence and genomics.
Exactly.
It's a really profound convergence. I mean, for a long time, biological research and computer science, they sort of operated on parallel tracks.
Yeah.
But now we're watching them merge completely. We're trying to teach machines not just to, you know, store biological data, but to actively interface with it.
To really understand it.
Yes, to understand it.
So the source material guiding our deep dive today is a remarkable paper submitted to Arkava on February 19th, 2026.
A very recent breakthrough.
Yeah. The title is JPDNA, Grounding Genomic Foundation Models Through Joint Embedding Predictive Architectures.
It's a mouthful, but it's important.
It is. And it was authored by Ariel Larry alongside this massive, highly specialized team of researchers.
An incredible team.
Our mission for this deep dive is to map out how these scientists are fundamentally upgrading an AI's ability to read the language of life.
Which is no small feat.
No, not at all. We're talking about moving from models that simply memorize genetic letters to systems that actually comprehend the underlying biological plot.
And the stakes underlying this research are just, they're astronomical.
Really? How so?
Well, consider the sheer volume of genomic data we've sequenced over the last two decades. We are sitting on oceans of nucleotide sequences.
Right. All that ACGT data.
Exactly. But possessing that data and actually teaching an artificial intelligence to comprehend what that data orchestrates in a living organism, those are two entirely different computational challenges.
That's the difference between having a book and knowing how to read it.
Precisely. And this paper by Larry and the team presents a major structural breakthrough in how we bridge that gap.
It changes how they learn.
Right. It is a fundamental rewiring of the architecture these models use to learn.
Okay, let's unpack this. The paper centers entirely around genomic foundation models, or GFMs.
Right.
Before we look at the JPDNA breakthrough, we really need to establish the baseline of where the technology currently sits.
That's a good place to start.
We know these models are trained directly on raw nucleotide sequences, but historically, how have they been taught to process that data?
Well, the authors point out that up until now, genomic foundation models have relied almost exclusively on two primary generative paradigms.
Okay.
There's masked language modeling known as MLM and next token prediction, or NTP.
Which, if you follow natural language processing, these are the exact same training objectives used to build the large language models we interact with every day.
Exactly the same.
To put some technical color on that for you listening, next token prediction is an autoregressive process. The AI ingests a sequence of nucleotides, and its entire mathematical objective is to calculate the probability distribution for the very next token in the sequence.
It's always looking one step ahead.
Right. It makes a prediction, updates its weights based on the actual token, and moves forward.
And then masked language modeling takes a slightly different approach.
Ah, so.
It uses bidirectional context. So the researchers take a massive sequence, intentionally mask out random tokens in the middle, and force the AI to reconstruct those specific missing pieces based on the surrounding context.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's looking at both sides of the blank space.
You've got it. That covers the mechanics perfectly. And according to the paper, these generative baselines are not without merit.
They do work to some extent.
They do. Through sheer brute force iteration over billions of sequences, these models become highly capable at capturing what the authors call local genomic syntax.
Local syntax.
Yeah. They become exceptionally good at recognizing fine-grained motif patterns. If there is a recurring localized statistical relationship between a tight cluster of nucleotides, the AI will map it and predict it with really high accuracy.
Which is an impressive feat of pattern recognition, but it brings me to a familiar frustration. It reminds me of the autocorrect system on a smartphone.
Oh, that's a great analogy.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, I was texting a friend about taking my new puppy to the park, and I typed out, "I'm just going to feed the DO," and my phone aggressively autocorrected it to door.
It assumed you meant door.
Right. It knows the spelling rules of English perfectly. It understands the local syntax that D-O-O-R forms a highly probable word.
But it missed the context.
Completely. It had absolute zero contextual awareness that you cannot feed a door. It knows the spelling, but it is completely blind to the real-world meaning of the sentence.
And that autocorrect experience mirrors the exact fatal flaw identified by Ariel Larry and the research team in this paper.
They're just spell checkers.
Exactly. These traditional models trained purely on MLM and NTP are essentially just highly advanced spell checkers for DNA.
That's fascinating.
The paper explicitly states that they fail to capture the broader functional context.
Because they're too zoomed in.
Yes. Because their entire training objective is hyper-focused on token-level recovery, guessing the missing letter, their representations ultimately lack a global biological perspective.
They are entirely missing the forest for the trees.
Precisely.
If a specific genomic sequence is the instruction manual for building a protein that regulates cellular aging, the AI model has no concept of the protein, the cell, or the aging process.
None at all.
It is just mathematically balancing the local syntax of the sequence.
Which severely limits their utility in actual biological research. I mean, DNA is not a static string of text. It's dynamic functional code. If an AI cannot grasp the high-level functional purpose of a genomic segment, we simply cannot rely on it to unravel complex polygenic diseases or to engineer novel therapeutics.
It just doesn't know enough.
To do that, the model needs to understand the overarching function, not just the local spelling.
So if predicting the next token or filling in a blank isn't enough to grasp the biology, how do we force the AI to look at the bigger picture? Does the Larry paper offer a structurally new way to train them?
It does, and they call the solution GPADNA.
GPADNA.
Yes. It's introduced as a novel pre-training framework that integrates the joint embedding predictive architecture with those traditional generative objectives we just discussed.
Let's slow down and examine that architecture, because joint embedding seems to be the mechanical core of this breakthrough.
It absolutely is.
How does it physically process the data differently than a standard masked language model?
Well, in a traditional model, the AI is just trying to output the literal missing text. The joint embedding architecture splits the process.
It splits it.
Yeah, it utilizes two separate neural network encoders, a context encoder, and a target encoder.
Okay, two encoders.
When a genomic sequence is introduced, the unmasked portions are fed through the context encoder. Simultaneously, the masked portions, the parts the AI is supposed to figure out, are processed by the target encoder.
I see.
But instead of the context encoder trying to spit out the literal missing letters, both encoders project their data into a shared mathematical representation.
They're communicating.
Right. They compare the mathematical embeddings of the context with the mathematical embeddings of the target.
Here's where it gets really interesting.
Yeah.
The paper introduces a concept at the heart of this shared mathematical space called latent grounding.
Latent grounding?
This seems to be the crucial mechanism that forces the AI to stop acting like a spell checker and start acting like a biologist.
Latent grounding is indeed the brilliant architectural leap here. That shared mathematical representation I just mentioned is the latent space.
The latent space.
Right. It's a multidimensional vector space where the AI maps concepts based on their semantic proximity rather than their literal token sequence.
Grouping by meaning, not spelling.
Exactly. The GPADNA framework couples the standard token level recovery with a brand new predictive objective inside this latent space, specifically by supervising something called a CLS token.
We should detail the role of that CLS token for the listener.
Please do.
In neural network architectures, CLS stands for classification. It isn't just another nucleotide in the sequence. It is a dedicated token whose entire job is to aggregate the global state of the input.
It's a summary token.
Right. It holds the high-level summary of the entire genomic segment being processed.
And taking that a step further, the way GPADNA utilizes the CLS token is what creates the paradigm shift.
How so?
The researchers mask a large, continuous segment of the genomic sequence. But the architecture actively forces the context encoder to predict the high-level functional embeddings of that mask segment by targeting the target encoder CLS token in the latent space.
So it's aiming for the summary.
Yes. It is demanding that the AI predict the mathematical representation of the sequence's function, not the individual letters that make it up.
To visualize this shift, imagine a high school reading comprehension exam.
Okay.
The traditional generative models are taking a fill-in-the-blank test. They look at a sentence with a missing word and use grammar rules to guess it.
Right, simple pattern matching.
But latent grounding is entirely different. It is the equivalent of redacting an entire crucial paragraph from a novel and telling the student, I don't care about the exact vocabulary the author used in this section. I need you to explain the thematic purpose of this missing paragraph and how it drives the plot forward.
That captures the shift in cognitive load perfectly.
Right.
By demanding that the model predict the high-level functional embedding in the latent space, GPAIA DNA ensures that the AI must develop that global biological perspective.
You can't fake it anymore.
Exactly. It removes the model's ability to cheat by merely memorizing local statistical syntax. To accurately predict the CLS token's embedding in that multidimensional space, the model is mathematically forced to learn the functional logic of the DNA.
Seeing a completely new architectural framework like this immediately makes me question the logistics of real-world deployment.
The cost is always a factor.
Right. The compute costs associated with training massive genomic foundation models are staggering. Are labs expected to discard their existing multi-million dollar generative models and start from scratch with Jetta DNA to get these benefits?
The researchers were highly pragmatic about that exact concern.
Good.
The paper explicitly highlights the flexibility of the Jetta DNA framework because it extends both the NTP and MLM paradigms rather than entirely replacing them. It is exceptionally adaptable.
So they can be combined?
Yes. A lab certainly could use it as a standalone objective to train a new model from the ground up. However, the authors note it can also be deployed as a continual pre-training enhancement.
A continual pre-training enhancement. Yep. That is a massive economic and computational advantage.
It really is.
It means if a research institution already has a highly trained model that excels at local syntax, they don't lose that sunk cost.
Not at all.
They can simply append the GPAIA DNA latent grounding objective to their existing architecture and run a new phase of training, effectively upgrading the model's capabilities without starting over.
It preserves the massive investment in existing weights while fundamentally elevating the model's cognitive ceiling. It is a highly efficient path to better performance.
So what does this all mean?
The ultimate question.
Right. The theoretical architecture is elegant, and the flexible deployment is a huge bonus. But the true test of any machine learning paper is the empirical data.
Always.
When they subjected JPAIA DNA to rigorous benchmark testing, did it actually outperform the legacy models?
The empirical validations in the paper are striking. Yes. The research team evaluated JPAIA DNA across what they describe as a diverse suite of genomic benchmarks. The data demonstrates that JPAIA DNA consistently yielded superior performance across the board.
Across the board.
Yes. The framework proved superior in both supervised and zero-shot tasks when compared directly to models trained solely on traditional generative baselines.
We should linger on the term zero-shot tasks, because in the context of biological AI, succeeding at a zero-shot task is arguably the holy grail of validation.
It is the ultimate test.
Because supervised tasks are straightforward. You provide the AI with thousands of labeled examples of a specific disease marker, and it learns to spot it.
Right, it has an answer key.
But zero-shot evaluations are a completely different beast.
They are the ultimate test of generalizable knowledge. In a zero-shot scenario, the model is presented with a complex biological task it has never been explicitly trained to solve.
No answer key.
None. For example, in genomics, a critical zero-shot task is variant effect prediction.
Explain that one.
You introduce a novel mutation into a DNA sequence, one the model has never seen in its training data, and ask it to predict whether that mutation will disrupt a critical protein binding site or alter gene expression.
Which means the model cannot rely on memorized labels or historical data to find the answer.
Exactly.
The only way an AI can accurately predict the effect of a novel unseen mutation is if it has genuinely learned the underlying physical and functional rules of the biological system.
And that is precisely why the superior performance on zero-shot tasks is the most consequential finding in the Larry paper.
It proves the theory.
It empirically validates the entire theoretical premise of latent grounding. Because the model was forced to predict high-level functional embeddings during its training, it built a conceptual map of biology.
It learned the rules of the game.
It developed a generalized understanding that allows it to reason about genomic sequences in unprecedented situations. The generative-only baselines struggle heavily with zero-shot tasks because they lack that broader contextual awareness.
That makes total sense.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the impact of this architectural shift extends far beyond improving benchmark scores.
It changes the whole field.
Right. By moving the predictive objective into the latent space, JPEG-PETI DNA provides what the authors call a more robust and biologically grounded representation.
Biologically grounded.
Yes. We are transitioning from systems that merely process strings of text to systems that actively map the intricate mechanisms of life.
And I want to connect that bigger picture directly to you listening right now.
It's important context.
It is easy to view terms like latent space and joint embedding as abstract computer science jargon that doesn't affect your daily life. But you should care deeply about this progression, because decoding DNA isn't an abstract mathematical exercise.
No, it's not.
It is the key to understanding human health. It is the code that dictates how our bodies develop, how our immune systems respond to novel viruses, and why our cells eventually age.
It's everything.
If we now have an AI framework that can truly understand the function of that code, we drastically accelerate the timeline for personalized medicine.
That's the real promise here.
We move closer to a reality where treatments are designed not based on broad statistics, but tailored to the exact functional logic of your unique genomic sequence.
And that acceleration is the ultimate goal of this field. It aligns perfectly with how the paper concludes.
What was their final takeaway?
The authors assert that JPEG-DNA offers a scalable path toward foundation models that represent a true paradigm shift. The future models built on this architecture won't be limited to memorizing the genomic alphabet.
They'll comprehend the language.
Exactly. They will finally understand the underlying functional logic of the sequence.
We've covered a tremendous amount of ground today.
We really have.
We started by looking at genomic foundation models that were essentially highly trained spell checkers, incredibly adept at guessing the next letter in a DNA sequence, but entirely blind to what the sequence actually did.
The autocorrect problem.
Right. Then we explored how Ariel LeRae and the research team used JPEG-DNA and the concept of latent grounding to break that limitation.
Through the joint embedding architecture.
By forcing the AI to predict high-level functional embeddings in a shared mathematical space, they successfully forced the model to zoom out and comprehend the actual logic of biology.
And this paper is a brilliant reminder of a core tenet in scientific progress. We had reached a performance ceiling with token-level prediction.
You couldn't just keep doing the same thing?
Exactly. Rather than just throwing more data and more compute at a flawed paradigm, the researchers engaged in critical thinking. They fundamentally shifted the architectural paradigm.
They changed the rules.
Moving the goalpost from the literal text to the latent space was the key to breaking through that ceiling.
It is a phenomenal leap in computational biology. As we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with one final provocative thought to consider.
I love these.
We have spent this entire discussion exploring how JPEG-DNA allows artificial intelligence to move beyond merely reading the genomic alphabet to finally grasping the functional logic of the biological plot.
Right.
But if an AI model now possesses a highly robust, generalized understanding of how biology functions at a high level, could the next scalable step be an AI that doesn't just read biology, but actually writes it?
That's a profound thought.
Could we soon see AI models designing entirely novel, synthetic, functional genomic sequences, entirely new books of life that have never before existed in nature, custom engineered to solve specific global health crises?
It's certainly the next frontier.
Given the trajectory established by this paper, that reality feels closer than we ever imagined.
It really does.
Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the source material. Keep questioning the world around you, keep seeking out those light bulb moments, and we will catch you on the next deep dive.